In Massachusetts today, a former chemist is expected to be sent to prison over a drug lab scandal that wreaked havoc in the state's criminal justice system. The case involves the falsifying of forensic drug tests over several years, potentially compromising tens of thousands of criminal cases. Deborah Becker from member station WBUR has the story.
36-year-old former chemist Annie Ducon is expected to plead guilty and start serving at least a 3-year sentence for allegedly causing what may be the nation's largest forensic testing scandal. Massachusetts officials identified more than 40,000 criminal cases affected by testing Ducon did during the 9 years she worked at the now-closed Hinton State Lab. Michael O'Keefe, president of the Massachusetts District Attorneys Association, says prosecutors have sifted through hundreds of cases and close to 350 people have been released from prison.
Prosecutors have been pretty reasonable about this, dealing with a problem that is not of our making and that has to be addressed by balancing individual liberty and public safety.
But defense attorneys are quick to point to documents from the Ducon investigation showing that some prosecutors would often contact her directly, and Ducon would try to get their tests done more quickly. One prosecutor resigned after his emails with Ducon became public. Ann Goldbach of the Massachusetts Public Defender's Agency says forensic scientists are supposed to be impartial.
You can tell that Annie Ducon felt a sense of allegiance to the prosecution, and that is absolutely unconscionable.
The documents in the Ducon case also show that for years she tested thousands more drug samples than her colleagues. A WBUR analysis shows that between 2009 and 2010, the time it took Ducon to conduct a test went down by more than half. Tom Workman is a defense attorney and forensic expert.
She continued to decrease the turnaround time. You scratch your head and say, how could someone do that? And the obvious answer that comes to mind is they weren't doing the work. They were dry labbing.
Dry labbing is when a chemist just looks at a sample with no actual testing involved. State police say Ducon admitted to dry labbing when they questioned her about a year ago. After Ducon's arrest, 5 of her co-workers and State Public Health Commissioner John Auerbach resigned. In announcing his resignation, Auerbach admitted that his department, which oversaw the Hinton lab, was at fault.
I want to be absolutely clear. I accept no responsibility for the actions of a rogue chemist. But I do think that the Department of Public Health's managers erred in lacking proper oversight of the forensic drug laboratory.
Still, the question remains, why did she do it? There's little in Ducon's history to provide an answer. She's the only child of immigrant parents who were proud of their daughter's accomplishments. Her lab supervisors described her as a valuable member of the team. During a recent hearing, Ducon's attorney, Nicholas Gordon, said his client made mistakes trying to be the top chemist and then tried to cover up those mistakes.
And her motivation is to be the hardest working and most prolific and most productive chemist that she can possibly be. And that's how this whole mess begins.
Gordon also said Ducon is now divorced and the primary caretaker of her 7-year-old disabled son. So he asked the judge for a 1-year prison sentence. Prosecutors asked for significantly more, citing the millions of dollars the state has spent to deal with the scandal. The judge said she would not exceed a 3-to-5-year sentence for actions she described as, quote, shaking the criminal justice system to its core. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Becker in Boston.